Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. Chapter 7 concludes Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and today's reading includes what is often referred to as the Golden Rule. As a warning is given about judging others, and Jesus encourages his followers to ask, seek, and knock, to emphasize a lifestyle of prayer and doing God's will. Again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 7 at verse 1. Do not judge others so that God will not judge you. For God will judge you in the same way you judge others, and he will apply to you the same rules you apply to others. Why then do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the log in your own eye? How dare you say to your brother, please let me take that speck out of your eye, when you have a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, then you will be able to see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs. They will only turn and attack you. Do not throw your pearls in front of pigs. They will only trample them underfoot. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and anyone who seeks will find, and the door will be opened to those who knock. Would any of you who are fathers give your son a stone when he asks for bread? Or would you give him a snake when he asks for a fish? As bad as you are, you know how to give good things to your children. How much more then will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Do for others which you would want them to do for you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets. Go in through the narrow gate, because the gate to hell is wide, and the road that leads to it is easy, and there are many who travel it. But the gate to life is narrow, and the way that leads to it is hard, and there are few people who find it. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, where Jesus said, do for others what you would want them to do for you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and the teaching of the prophets. And so, again, Jesus is going through some very, very basic understanding about prayer and forgiveness, how we do not pray when we have not forgiven others for things they have done to us. It's just a waste of your time and God's time to go to God when you hold unforgiveness in your heart towards another one. God does not hear your prayers. That's what Jesus said. If you have something odd against your brother, you need to take care of that first. Then your Heavenly Father will receive your prayer. Also, Jesus is talking about asking. When you ask, you will receive. When you seek, you will find. And when you knock, the door will be open to you. And these are all very positive affirmations about the power of prayer in the life of a Christian. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to ask, seek, and knock, and according with your will. May my actions this day reflect your love as I treat others in the way that mirror life in God's kingdom. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 39, where we read that all those who hear God's teachings or Jesus' teachings were utterly amazed. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless us and our families in Jesus' precious name. Amen.